Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. I'm your host, Monique Hom. On this show, I interview incredible real estate investing women who share their stories and their best advice and their biggest mistakes. And I am super duper excited to have with us today Erica Stahura, who is one of our new real estate investor goddess coaches. Yay! So excited. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But growing up, Erica was tagging along with her parents as they purchased, remodeled, and managed numerous investment properties. It's not a stretch to say that she was born to invest in real estate. Since coming of age, she's been involved in deals locally and in several other states, including working on various rehab projects, rentals, multifamily, tax sales, wholesaling, and creative finance deals. Her focus has been on solving problems for others and getting creative to create a win-win scenario for everyone involved. So awesome. As a real estate mentor and coach, she offers a unique mixture of real-world investing experience and a passion for helping others to achieve their goals. For the past 14 years, she has coached countless students on various strategies, including fix and flips, rentals, multifamily, wholesaling, creative financing, and tax sales. And recently, she's expanded into the commercial repurposing side of the business as well. And she is now helping real estate investor goddesses with this coaching. I'm so excited to introduce her to you and have her share her incredible story. Welcome, Erica.
Thanks, Monique. Excited to be here.
So excited to have you. So now, as I was just sharing, you were kind of born into real estate investing.
Yes.
You grew up in a family of real estate investors. But tell me, when was the first time that you did your own deal for yourself?
Well, they've always kind of surrounded me and helped me with that. It was a flip, really, in my younger 20s that I took on under my own name, but again, you know, had their support and that kind of thing. But that was kind of my first real where I could sink my teeth into it and talking with the owner and just really making more of the decisions and, you know, making it my own and kind of learning that process and how to work with subs and all those things and kind of feel the pain.
So. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, it's smart. There's no reason for you to have done it without their support and guidance.
Right. Yes,
when they're absolutely there, why not use it?
Yes.
Real estate is a team sport. You do need guidance and mentorship. Absolutely. So to be born into it is awesome. So tell us a little bit more about this particular property. What was it like? Where was it? How did it go?
Well, this was a situation where we had just kind of talked a lot with other people. Someone that we knew from church actually came up to us and said, "Hey, we've got this ugly beast in our neighborhood." So we checked it out, and basically it was an inheritance property. And so these owners were, I don't know, a couple of people that just not a great situation. They didn't know what to do with it. They were really busy. They basically painted the walls white, put in some brown carpeting and kind of lipstick on a pig. And they were going to try to rent it out, but it was just a mess. And there were a lot of bigger issues that they weren't addressing and things like that. So we were able to talk with them. It took numerous conversations, of course, but we were able to work out a creative solution where we got them to actually, it was free and clear. So we got them to carry it where we didn't have to come in with a big loan that way.
Great.
And we had done, you know, different projects, like I said, growing up with things like that, but this was where I was a lot more involved. And so it was just awesome to see, hey, they were in a tough spot and we were able to come up with a good solution that really helped them, helped us to, you know, have a little break in the financing there as well. So we could make a little bit more. And we had someone that wanted to put their retirement funds in with us on this one to help with just the rehab and things like that. So we did a flip on it. And it was kind of interesting because the person that mentioned it to us, their kids wanted to move into the property.
Wow.
Yeah. So the son-in-law was in the military and they were, you know, a young couple and they just wanted her close by. And so this was right there in their neighborhood. It was just a perfect scenario. So we did customize things somewhat to them, knowing that, hey, if something happens, we'll have to sell it. So we've got to balance it. But it was really neat because we were able to help this young couple get started and help her be near her parents while he was away and things like that. So it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that was your first flip. And, you know, you've done quite a few other things since then. What are you currently working on? What are your favorite things to do?
We always have quite a few different things going on, but even though we will, you know, we always tell people focus on one until you really master that. And then from there, we've just found that we love to kind of diversify what we do. And really, overall, our kind of goal as a business, our vision is to just help people. You know, we find these situations where people have issues and problems, and we help them solve those problems. And most of the time, we make some good money doing it. Sometimes we do it as more of a ministry to help them. And we've just found that that, you know, comes back to us tenfold. And so that's kind of our overall vision. So with that, I mean, sometimes it works out as a flip. We love that just because that's kind of our background. My dad was a contractor growing up as well. So we love to make things pretty. And then, you know, we love, of course, the rental side, really understanding what that does for you. And so sometimes it works best that way, things, you know, of that nature. So that's kind of been what we do. And then really using a lot of creativity. You know, how can we get into this? Growing up, we never bought a house the normal way. So everything was always, how do we look at this from a creative perspective? And that's what we do today. You know, one time my dad even used a bird as a down payment on a house. So
He used the what?
a bird. It was this exotic, crazy bird that my uncle had. And they were trying to work out this deal for my uncle for his family to move in. And this older lady just loved the bird. So he used that as his down payment. So
That
you can
is
pretty much, yeah, you can
that's
do
the
anything.
for sure the most creative down payment I've ever heard
Yes,
of.
definitely. So we just saw that. I mean, that was what I was around when I was younger. So I mean, the conventional side was weird to me. So to me, it's, hey, find any possible angle you can to make it work. And that's what we do today, is just help people and find ways that, you know, that works for both of us. So
I love that. And I mean, how blessed you are to have grown
yes,
up with that, with
definitely.
those models. That is amazing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit to the coaching program. And I'm super excited that you're now working with Real Estate Investor Goddesses and helping us and the coaches. So helping us with coaching. Let's share with the listeners how the coaching program works.
Absolutely. So what we do is combine one-on-one weekly accountability sessions, is kind of what we call them, where they're speaking with a coach one-on-one who has been out there in the trenches, who has been and is doing this actively. So we can really look at what are your goals, where are you coming from, want to accomplish, and help you get there. And then we combine that with really pushing support as well. So that way you're taking action. It's not just theory of real estate investing, it's, you know, real world steps and advice and things, but also let's get out there and push you to do this. We find that, you know, usually when people are starting something new, there's a level of fear, and you need that community around you to push you to say, okay, let's hold you accountable to your goals. Let's get out there, and you'll have us to lean on as you go. So that's kind of our whole mentality. So,
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
yeah, definitely.
You know, we're really big into it's not just the nuts and bolts, but also the mental part of real estate investing, the mindset piece. And you know, when here at Real Estate Investor Goddesses, they teach the wealthy formula, which is the W is how do you do it in a womanly way. E is education, A is assets, L is location or markets, T is your team, H is how you pay, how you can get creative. I hadn't thought of using birds before, but that's really
I'll have to
creative.
add that to the list now.
I'll have to add that to the list. And then Y is you. How do you do it in a way that works for you, since it's not one size fits all? And under the W is the goddess secret sauce, and that. And that includes pleasure, it includes intuition, and it includes mindset and sisterhood and community. So what I love about what Erica and the rest of the coaching team are bringing is not just the nuts and bolts, but also so good about the mindset and the community, and then helping the clients be able to take action and have real results. So I am so excited. And share like what they can expect from working with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, as far as digging into what are those steps we really go through, you know, well, everything from it determining, obviously looking at their goals and where they're coming from and their finances and just helping to kind of guide them on, you know, what should my focus really be, to digging into the target market, whether that's their own home market or branching out. The neat thing about our experience is that we've been able to, you know, work with students all over the country. So we have, even though we may be, you know, we're personal investments or in maybe a few states, we've been able to see investments all over the place. So it's very helpful in looking at different markets from that perspective. So even if they're far away from us in location, we can certainly dig in and help them create a system, locating potential deals, helping them to just really evaluate, know what a deal actually should look like and run those numbers, all of those pieces just to really guide them A to Z through the process. So
I love that. Yes, it's so exciting. And yeah, I love that you guys are there able to help. I do that coaching, but there's just one of me, and I only work with 4 or 5 clients per year. And there's so many other people that want that kind of support. So I'm super excited that you're there able to provide it with just amazing experience and background. That's awesome. Okay, so switching gears a little bit from that, I want to ask you the question that I ask all of my guests, because I feel that we learn so much more from what doesn't work out, from our mistakes and our stumbles, than we do from, you know, the smooth sailing and the deals that just flow like with ease. So what would you say was your biggest mistake, and what did you learn from it?
Well, there have been a few. And looking at that, you know, there's different things that we learned the hard way. One of the biggest things that I think I just wanted to talk about and use was really working with qualified team members. That was something that was a huge lesson for us, because he was a contractor, so he knew some of those things, but we just found that to really scale and make it a business, it didn't work to do it on his back, you know, and some of us, that's not our gift, and we shouldn't do it just because we think we can. So, you know, learning some of those things of just getting the right people in place and trusting other people that are qualified to help you there. And even things like, we had a situation where we had a gap lender that kind of jumped in on a deal with us, and they had a real estate license. So in their mind, it was okay, you know, I'll be the agent on this one to sell it. But basically put it on the MLS, did nothing. So no marketing or anything else. So we learned the hard way that, I mean, we sat there a lot longer than we needed to. The second we got it on with an agent that had that marketing background, boom, it sold very quickly. So, you know, things like that, we've just learned along the way that you have to have a good, solid team in place. Don't try to do it yourself. And, you know, just because they may have, hey, I'm an agent or I'm a contractor, you know, you really got to check into, do your due diligence, and know who you're working with.
That is so good. And I've seen that mistake so often.
A few times.
And I've been guilty of it also ourselves. You know, thinking that, well, if you DIY, right, you do it yourself.
You save money, right?
Then, yeah, you're going to save money. And I can't tell you how many people I speak to, and they're like, I want to invest in real estate. So I'm going to get I'm going to become an agent.
Yeah.
And I go, why are you
becoming an agent? Don't do that.
And I was like, because, you know, like as an agent, then I could buy and stuff. So don't, you know, that the few percentage points you're going to save it's not worth it. Compared to working with somebody who's really good at what they do, who's really connected, who can get you deals, who can market it for you, you know, and doing all of that stuff. And so there's a reason they get it, because they're going to provide value.
And know your strengths. Yeah.
So it's not bad necessarily, but it's just, you know, a lot of people have that. I'm going to save a little bit by doing it myself.
Yes.
It takes them way more time and doesn't look as good. Doesn't work as well. So yeah, work with the best. They won't cost you money. They'll make you money. That's so good. So on the flip side, what are you most proud of?
Well, I would say one of the big things is just being able to be a part of helping other people reach those goals. I would say that's just something that's huge for me, and just my whole mantra of helping other people. But It's been so neat to see people come from, hey, I want to reach these goals, but I've never had any experience, I'm scared of it, to, hey, I'm doing deals, thank you, you know, this is awesome. So I would say that's our big achievement that way.
I love that. And to what do you attribute your success?
Well, like we were kind of talking about, I've been so blessed to be involved in a family that just got out of that box. And honestly, some of the financial struggles we had early on, I know that that pushed all of us to think differently, to learn to be creative. And since we couldn't do it the conventional way, we found another way. So I think learning that mindset at a young age has just been a huge blessing for me.
So tell us a little bit more about that, because I think that's so valuable, because there are a lot of people. So, if, you know, you have a traditional, well-paying W-2 job, you can generally just go ahead and get a conventional mortgage. And a lot of people think that that's the only way to go about it, or that's the best way. But when you're not that conventional borrower, you have to get creative. So tell us a little bit about how that worked for you.
Absolutely. And yes, that's one big key that we're just constantly preaching to everyone, including my younger siblings, probably tired of hearing it by now, but the biggest thing that we found is you're not in a box. And even with the students I'm coaching and things, I'll always put that out there, that is a big fear, is the money, you know, especially if they come from a place where maybe they don't have, you know, they don't fit into that box. How am I going to do this? And even agents a lot of times are more conventional minded, so they'll push back. And so it's helping people understand there's a lot of ways to do this that are totally legal and totally fine. You know, mm-hmm. You can do a seller finance situation where they're the bank. Essentially, there are a lot of good ways to do that. And that helps them to maybe get some residual income as well. You know, just a lot of different ways that we can package it. Maybe even a lease option, kind of a rent to own scenario. We use those a lot. We've also helped people in situations where their credit just wasn't up to par, but they have a good job. They're working towards homeownership, but just kind of stuck in that rental place. And not that we don't love tenants, but we love to help people break out of that as well and learn that, hey, you absolutely can buy a home and you can even get into the conventional loan at some point. But in the meantime, you know, here's a way to step into that and learn the process. So, you know, it's just kind of keeping that open mind that conventional is awesome and it has its place and you can use that a lot, but there's a lot of different ways to do it to leverage every possible opportunity.
Love that. Awesome. What advice do you have for a woman just starting out in real estate investing?
Well, some of what we talked about before, one of the biggest things I would say is surrounding yourself with the right community of support. It can be a very challenging business at times. So I found that it has been vital to me to have that support and those people that I can go to, ask those questions when I am stuck, you know, help me kind of find a solution and get through it. So that would be probably the biggest thing is surround yourself with the right people.
So good. And before we get to our famed end of show, Trinity, what is the best way for people to connect with you?
Well, we will, obviously our coaching side, definitely I know you'll give that information. So that would be huge, is joining that community and being a part of that. I do a lot of the support aspects and kind of manage the team as well. So I'm here in the trenches helping with deals. I would say that's one of the best ways. Find me on, you know, I do have Facebook as well. So either way, definitely connect.
You can go to reigoddesses.com and under coaching, you'll be able to find a link to find out more about Erica and our team that is supporting us on that coaching side. Now it's time for the end of show Trinity, which is a brag, a gratitude, and a desire. So what is your brag? What's one thing you're celebrating right now?
One big thing that we're doing is just stepping a little bit more into the commercial side. We've done some bigger multifamily before, but we are now looking at kind of smaller commercial spaces and repurposing them, updating different things like that to increase the cap, to hold, to flip, it just getting a little bit more creative on the commercial side. So I'm really excited about that right now.
Well bragged. What's one thing you're grateful for?
Well, I mentioned this, but my family, you know, it's just been awesome to be a team working together and to just all kind of utilize our own strengths and help each other. And of course, helping others with that.
Love it. And last but not least, what is one desire?
Well, our big goal has been to find just more and better ways to continue to share this amazing business with as many people as possible. And that's why we're another reason why we're so excited to work with you and your goal to reach a million women and help them find that financial freedom that we have. So
I share that desire of 1 million women create financial freedom. So, well, so shall your desire be. We're so much better than you can imagine. So thank you so much, Erica, for coming on and sharing your inspiring story and giving that such great advice. We all can connect with her through the coaching program at Real Estate Investor Goddesses or on Facebook. And you can connect with me, same place, go to reigoddesses.com. You can get into our free community. You can join our investor club and just find out about all the other offerings we have to support you in your real estate growth. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for another awesome real estate investor goddess interview. Take care. Bye-bye.